The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. Hope you had a very happy Easter weekend. It is Monday, April 5th, and the time has come to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Let's start with some stories that pertain to action off of the football field. Obviously, one of the biggest stories in the NFL right now has to do with Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. NFL Network reported on Friday that the longer this goes on, meaning that Watson's situation is completely unclear, the more likely it becomes that, quote, any decision on Watson's future could be pushed out to 2022. Now, NFL Network also added that if Deshaun is not on the Texans in 2021, whether they trade him away, whether he's on the commissioner's exempt list, whether he's holding out, whatever the case may be, that veteran Alex Smith is a possibility for them at the quarterback position. Now, keep in mind that Houston already signed veteran Tyrod Taylor earlier this offseason. The Houston Police Department released a statement on Friday reading, quote, "Today, a complainant filed a report with the Houston Police Department concerning Deshaun Watson. As with any allegation, the Houston Police Department is now conducting an investigation and will not comment further during the investigative process," end quote. Deshaun Watson's attorney, Rusty Hardin, released a statement in response reading, quote, "We welcome this long overdue development. Now we will learn the identity of at least one accuser. We will fully cooperate with the Houston Police Department," end quote. Moving on Friday, it was reported that Washington football team owner Dan Snyder officially acquired the 40% interest in the team that was previously owned by the minority owner. So Dan Snyder owns a lot of the Washington football team. Now, getting back to football and things that happen on the field, the Chicago Bears have a new quarterback, as you well know. And Bears general manager Ryan Pace was asked what he likes about his new signal caller, Andy Dalton. He said, "Obviously, his experience. He's a 9-year starter. He's been to 3 Pro Bowls. He's one of the more complete quarterbacks that we evaluated this year in free agency, and we're excited to have him. We feel like we've gotten better with Andy." Asked why the Bears came out and said that he is their starter, Pace said, "Because that's how we see Andy Dalton, as a starting quarterback." Okay. You do you, Ryan Pace. Now, Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy said that he will be calling the plays this year in Chicago, but that he is excited about the collaboration with the group's staff. Huh. Things seem rather precarious in the Windy City. The Philadelphia Eagles announced new jersey numbers, and I don't mean New Jersey the state. I mean new jersey numbers, as in brand new jersey numbers, for a couple of different players in 2021, some of their free agent acquisitions, but quarterback Jalen Hurts has a new number. That's right. You know Jalen Hurts from wearing number 2, taking out number 11, and he has decided to switch from 2 to 1. And the number 1 really is, shout out to my Monday Football Monday co-host Pete Sweeney, kind of the come up of the offseason so far. Think about all of the quarterbacks in the NFL that wear number 1 right now. You do have Jalen Hurts. You obviously have Cam Newton, the GOAT, outside of Warren Moon. We're talking modern day GOATs. Kyler Murray wears number 1. Tua Tagovailoa and Justin Fields and Zach Wilson both rock numero 1. Know and are on their way into the NFL. So congratulations, number 1. You really are number 1. Now, by the way, it is obviously possible that Justin Fields or Zach Wilson, that one of them is the new quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Shout out to my other co-host, Rob Stats Guerrera. Now, the Niners obviously have to figure out what they are going to do with current quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. According to NFL Network's Mike Giardi, the 49ers, I'm being completely serious here, are asking for a first-round pick in exchange for Jimmy Garoppolo. I will say that again. According to NFL Network's Mike Giardi, the San Francisco 49ers are, in a world of absolute seriousness, asking for a first-round pick in exchange for Jimmy Garoppolo. Keep in mind that the 49ers gave up a second-round pick, a 2018 second-round pick, in order to acquire Garoppolo when they originally did from the New England Patriots in 2017. Hey, look, you can't have it if you don't ask for it, right? I know we're having some fun here, kind of joking around, but, I mean, shoot for the stars. You do you, San Francisco 49ers. You do you. Now, speaking of the Niners, they very infamously passed on Aaron Rodgers. What was it now? 16 years ago, the 2005 NFL draft. Goodness gracious, that feels like much, much, much less than that. But Aaron Rodgers has had himself a fine career as the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and he might have a future in television. Today is Monday, April 5th, as mentioned, and you might want to set the DVRs because today marks the beginning of Aaron Rodgers' two-week run as the host of Jeopardy. I will take What is Extreme Intrigue for $500, please. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't totally know the rules to Jeopardy, but I am very excited to watch. Hopefully he does not say something about destroying the Dallas Cowboys, because that has been Aaron Rodgers' career for a very long time. That about does it for all the latest stories in the NFL on Monday, April 5th. Stay tuned right here to the SB Nation NFL Show as we keep you updated on everything that continues to happen later on today. A brand new episode of Monday Football Monday with myself and sitting in for Pete Sweeney, the one and only Brandon Lee Gowden. Who doesn't love it when the Batman and Joker get together? Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show, leave a rating, write a review, and most importantly, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.